Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Even some may be listening today going, I could never go through that. I mean, we are in a day of such chaos. There's a million things to fear. But God was with you. I could really tell in just your writing that God was with you. And I love that you said suffering, not scary. Worrying is. Just unpack that for us and just what you've learned after what you've walked through.
You know, Susie, I was thinking about that as you were discussing this with the terrorism and ISIS and all of the chaos and the crisis in our country and in our world right now. And I thought of that. I thought of that exact conversation that I had with a friend and with those words that suffering is not scary, but worrying is. And let me tell you what I've learned from that is that suffering is what is happening right now. You just do the next thing. When your life falls apart, when crisis hits your life, it comes down to this moment and what to do next. And there isn't time to be afraid. There isn't time to be worried. You just are in this moment and you make the decisions that you have with the information that you have right now. And that was one of the things that I discovered is that in that moment, there wasn't time to be afraid. But when I would worry about what would come next, well, what am I going to do later? What am I going to do when the boys need to learn to ride a bike? What am I going to do when they want to go camping? What am I going to do when my son needs to learn to shave? How am I going to help him understand how to be a husband? How am I going to do all of these things? That is projecting into the future and is worrying about things that are not in front of me right now. And to do what is in front of me right now is to say, you know what, my boys are 7 and 9. And this morning, I needed to get them both to school, and it's a crazy hair day in second and third grade today. So that's what's right now. Mm. Today, I needed to pack lunches and help them know that they are safe and they are at school, and I will come and get them at the end of the day. And this is what our life looks like. And I am consistent, and I am here, and God loves us. Mm. Today is not about teaching them to shave. It's not about teaching them to be husbands. It's not about teaching them all of those things. It's about being in this moment. And so is there a degree of suffering? Oh my gosh, I miss my husband more than I could possibly tell you, more than I could ever, ever say. My heart is broken in ways that it cannot be restored this side of heaven. But that is this present moment. And all I can do is live right now and think, what is true? What is true right now? Just do the next thing. As soon as I get into the moment after this one, that's when fear takes hold.
Indeed. I don't remember who I was talking about this weekend, but the idea that it's no wonder the enemy keeps us groveling around the past and fearing the future. It's because in this present moment, this is where the power is. This is where the grace is. This is what the promise is for. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.